Welcome back to the Bosque County Blast. I'm Art DeVitalis. For today's episode, we'll take a look at weather in the county for the week, as well as local sports scores across Bosque. We've got an important lead story that you can't miss as well. You're listening to the Bosque County Blast. Our lead story today, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We caught up with Serena Azuna, co-founder of Abigail's Place. Abigail's Place is both a network and support group for victims of domestic violence, particularly women.
So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We are really trying to get the word out. People associate this month with Breast Cancer Month, and that is important, but domestic violence is very important too. A lot of people lose their lives daily because of this. So with Abigail's Place, what we're doing this month is every week we're trying to reach a different news outlet and just to try to get out there and try to spread the word that, you know, it is close to home, closer than you think. Our main goals right now is really trying to get in with the younger generation, maybe being able to speak in high schools, local high schools in Bosque County, be able to teach them what healthy relationships look like versus a toxic relationship. You know, a lot of people saw in the news about the young girl named Gabby, who was murdered. You know, as a survivor looking at the video, I remember being her and saying some of the things that she said.
The vast majority of domestic violence cases are perpetrated against women. And this is a little bit of a big topic around the country right now, as most of us have followed what happened with Brian Laundry and Gabby Petito with bated breath, and later, a sense of dread. So we had to ask, what's changed with Abigail's Place since we caught up last time?
We've had more activity in Abigail's Place this year than we've had the previous years. Maybe it's because since quarantine is lifted, people are now able to start moving around. Unfortunately, that makes it harder for a woman leaving a domestic violence situation because shelters are full. There's COVID restrictions everywhere. Housing is impossible to get into, almost too expensive for a single parent to be able to afford. We went to a training at Texas Safari. It was a human trafficking training. In hearing testimony from a survivor who was trafficked in Marlin, Texas, which is not far from here, there is so little help for these women. That's a whole other group of women who have been battered. And, you know, there's only so much that one person can do. So we're really trying to network more. We've had more people reach out here this month. And, I mean, that is what we're encouraging, is just to network and to just help each other, because it's healing can take years.
We all saw the video, one of the final exchanges between Gabby and Brian Laundry. Most anyone you ask says that that was an opportunity to do something, and it wasn't taken. I asked Serena what the signs look like when someone is in an emotionally or physically abusive relationship, that same type of toxic behavior that she spoke about earlier.
Worry. If a person is worried constantly, high anxiety, if you notice a behavior change from somebody, let's say you're around somebody by themselves and then their partner comes and then everything changes, that is a huge red flag. Trying to figure out if this person's an abuser, look at their relationships in their life. Do they have any good relationships with people in their family, or do they have broken relationships? Do they have long-term friends? Because abusers normally do not have long-term friends. Those are some key things to look for. Confusion. If you are in a relationship and you're not sure if it's abusive or not, if you're confused all the time, chances are high that it's abusive in some sort of way. That's a huge red flag, is being confused. Personally, in my relationship, I was confused a lot of times. I couldn't even decipher the truth from a lie. You know, there was times that he had convinced me that I did something or said something, and I know that I didn't, but he was so good that he convinced me to believe that I did.
Thanks, Serena. And remember, if you see something, say something.
To find us, we're called Abigail's Place, Bosque County. If you want to email us, it's abigailsplace.bc@gmail.com, or you can call 254-253-1100, or you can find us on Facebook at Abigail's Place BC.
Hello, listeners. This is Steve Conrad at Clifton Feed and Service. We're your local ag and home retail store conveniently located in downtown Clifton. Our business has been serving Clifton and Bosque County for 52 years, specializing in animal nutrition, lawn and garden supply, hardware, and a host of other items that support the quality of life that we enjoy here in Bosque County. We offer leading-edge products from Purina, Red Chain, Science Diet, Gallagher, Bayer, Fertilone, Prefert, and many other national brands. One of our core values is trust. Working in our industry for more than five decades has given us a deep understanding of animal nutrition and health, common sense solutions, and a full understanding of the problems that our customers face. You can trust us to offer proven product and the knowledge that goes along with them. We challenge you to bring your problems through our front door, and we will find an answer. Follow us on the Bosque County Blast as we discuss new topics each week. We are here to help. More than anything, thank you for your friendship, and we look forward to seeing each of you at Clifton Feed.
Stop by at 203 East 5th Street in Clifton and give at Clifton Feed a like on Facebook for videos and more. To the news desk and local events. Coming up today, of course, it is Fall Fest in downtown Clifton. Stop by, it'll be going on all day to see what some of the fun is all about. And don't forget about beer, bacon, and bands up in Cranfield's Gap. Bacon Bash is here at last, people are set, and it looks like it's going to be a great time out there. We have boots on the ground in both locations, so be sure to watch for some following coverage of that, as well as the Clifton Cubs and their homecoming match played last night. Don't forget, week 4 of the Healthy Kids Running Series is set for 3 p.m. this Sunday. The final week will take place next Sunday, and this one should be fun. Parents are invited to run while the kids cheer them on this time. Since 1929, Ars and Nelson Insurance Agency has served Clifton and the Bosque County communities, providing insurance coverages on everything from homes, vehicles, businesses, farms and ranches, and life insurance. The two principles of its founders are why this company continues strong today: common respect and mutual understanding. Ars & Nelson Insurance doesn't sell insurance, they provide a service. Much like a strong family, Ars & Nelson Insurance Agency holds good values with customers statewide, always going the extra mile for the best rate possible. Call and ask for Richard Bergman at 254-675-8601 to compare rates today. Alright folks, it is that time again. Here is your local Bosque County weather. Coming up today, we have a high of 70, low of 43 with a thankfully 0% chance of rain with events going on all over the county. Tomorrow, a high of 72, 42 degrees, partly cloudy with a 1% chance of rain. Monday looks like it's going to be a high of 73 degrees, 52 low, partly cloudy once again, 1% chance of rain. Tuesday, it'll be a high of 78, low of 59, partly cloudy once again. 5% chance of rain on Tuesday with an increasing chance of 14% on Wednesday, high of 83, low of 60 degrees. Looking at Thursday, high of 80 degrees and low of 55 degrees with a 25% chance of rain creeping back up there again. It'll be partly cloudy most of the day as well. Taking a look at Friday, high of 80 degrees, low of 50 degrees, 30% chance of rain and cloudy all day. And taking a look at next Saturday, it's a high of 81, low of 52 degrees. Looks like it's going to be sunny with a small chance of rain. This has been your Bosque County Weather Report. And folks, remember, as weather conditions change, so can the forecast this far out. So be sure to keep an eye on local weather this week. ViroClear is a game changer when it comes to sanitizing against COVID-19 and other harmful bacteria in the kitchen, school, and more. By using the latest technology to create a barrier between surfaces and germs, this local turnkey company keeps customers and staff safe as long as those counters and surfaces stay clean. Call Mike Mursky at 833-817-3620 for more details. And visit viroclear.net to check out the video of how it works. That's 833-817-3620 to ViroClear. Taking a look at local sports scores across the county, Clifton got the homecoming win 33-32 over the Buffalo Bison yesterday. Morgan lost against Cranfield's Gap 28-42. Walnut Springs got the win over Copperell 52-6. Valley Mills fell against Bosqueville 12-34. Meridian had the bye last week, as well as Iredale. Be sure to watch for some coverage of Clifton against Buffalo to follow in photographs, and particularly of the homecoming festivities. That's it for the Bosque County Blast. Visit us online at bosquecountyblast.com and be sure to check out some of the news. There has been a ton this week. We've released our October print edition with some events and other fun stories, as well as recipes, so be sure to check out a copy if you can find one. We've distributed them at local businesses in Walnut Springs, Meridian, Clifton, Cranfield's Gap, and Valley Mills. And be sure to check our Facebook and Instagram for more to come. Download the Bosque County Blast mobile app on Google Play or in your app store. Just search Bosque County Blast. This has been the weekend edition of the Bosque County Blast. I'm Art Devitalis. Thank you for listening.